The poetry of the 19th century was the poetry that back in college, which is when most people read poetry, poetry we assumed we should not like. And I hope that this book, American Poetry, the 19th Century, will reawaken it for us. There are such gorgeous and passionate things in this book, and their charms and their power cannot be denied. It has been 9 hours since this poetry reading began, and my interest is not diminished. They led rich, full lives, those poets of the 19th century. They traveled the world around, though they had to go by ship. They dabbled and plunged into politics. They edited newspapers and magazines. They tried to go out and earn a potful of money writing hit poems. They led extravagant and gorgeous lives. The woman who wrote the poem that Ann Lauterbach read, the poem that was entitled Judith, her name was Ada Isaacs Menken. I recognized her name as that poem was being read. That was the one with the passion in it and frontal nudity in it. Ada Isaacs Menken was a talented writer for newspapers and writing poetry in the early part of the 19th century, but she made her living as an actress and as a dancer. She played the role of Lola Montez and made her big hit touring through the West, out to Nevada and Montana and through Kansas in the 1850s and 60s in a version, a one-woman version of Byron's verse drama, Mazeppa. She appeared in this dressed in a very short tunic. She had stout legs, but she was a handsome woman, and for many of the men in her audience, she was the first woman they had seen in months who was reasonably healthy. The high point of her performance of Mazeppa was when she was strapped to the back of a horse to make her getaway across the mountains. This was done on a small stage using a slanted treadmill and some cardboard mountains. She was strapped on her back to the horse, and as she declaimed, the horse began plunging and rearing up the slope, lured on by a stagehand who crouched behind it, holding sugar in his hand. She wore a short tunic, and her underwear was not 19th century underwear, but was late 20th century underwear. This was the high point of the lives of many men in the West, was seeing Ada Isaacs Menken.